Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Good, right?
Yeah,
that was good. This is the bonus. If you follow on Patreon, which actually you have access to Patreon because your wife is a glorious friend sponsor. I call her a friend sponsor because she doesn't give a shit about listening to herself or me or you on a podcast.
No, she doesn't.
Your wife is not a fan of mine.
No, she's not. She really
Wait,
is not.
That's a bad thing to say. Not mean. They're very good friends. I'm a fan of Suzanne's as a comedian.
She likes you. She just doesn't like you.
Jeez. This has became a hurtful week. This became a hurtful episode. No, but that was good, right? Because we continue our conversation for Patreon listeners. And I forgot to bring up cooking with soda. Cooking with soda pop.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make – did I tell you? That I made spare ribs? Did I tell you to show you the picture?
No.
I posted it, didn't I?
No, I
forgot. I took pictures and forgot to post it. Too late, found a recipe for Dr. Pepper ribs.
Oh, yeah.
Bro.
Dr. Pepper's heavily used in barbecue.
That shit is happening.
Oh, yeah.
That
I'm
is
into
happening.
It. I'm into
Next
it.
Time I make, I got another rack in there. It's happening.
My grandmother made the best ham. And you know what she glazed her ham with?
What?
Bottle of Coke.
Yeah, dude.
No joke.
You know, I've seen that. I have seen some friends in they'll pour the bottle of Coke. I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess so, yeah.
You can it's one of those things. This isn't cooking with soda, but I'm going to bring it around. Last Thanksgiving made a turkey and the turkey stuffed it with like, you know, onions and oranges and all the stuff you're supposed to, you know, is good. And I poured a bottle of champagne in it and
Ooh.
Over it, right? And it was sweet champagne, right? So the alcohol cooks off, and I was
right.
sitting there thinking, like, why don't I just, like, I wonder what, like, a bottle of Sprite would do here. And I bet it would be pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Like you get that, you know, like rosemary, put a bunch of rosemary and a bottle of Sprite in there and like
wow.
see what happens. Like
what I was thinking about doing, this is getting nuts, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting nuts. This is, there's nobody listening to this. I wanna just see. I'll have to Google it first. I'll Google it on the supercomputer in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna see if I could like soak wings in Dr. Pepper.
Why not, man? A lot of
that's the kind of positivity we need on this show.
A lot of people,
I love it.
A lot of people, I'd say what you do. You ever make a reduction?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say you like make a reduction out of it, right?
Yes.
And then like let your wings sit and like put that in a plastic bag. Just get one of those gallon like plastic Ziploc bags.
Yeah, dude.
Put your wings and some garlic.
I wonder how a reduction would affect the soda. We're both rubbing our chins.
Well, you're just gonna you're basically just distilling it down to syrup. You're just you're cooking off a lot of the water.
Dude,
in there,
what if like, I go another pro level and get my hands on some Diet Dr. Pepper syrup?
Oh, like hit up a buddy that works at like a place with a soda machine and be like,
fuck
yo,
yeah.
give me one of them bags of
hell yeah, buddy.
Can I get a back alley bag of Dr. Pepper?
Bro, this is such a good idea.
Yeah.
Dude, I could win wing competitions with this little workaround.
Well, or we could just go down to Sheetz and get some of that Dr. Pepper barbecue sauce that they got. Oh, you don't know? You guys should see the face that he's making right now. They got
That's
Dr.
Unreal.
Pepper dipping sauce at Sheetz. he's crying.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. I'm a dead serious. They've got Dr. Pepper dipping sauce. Whoa.
I'm going sheets tonight.
Is there sheets nearby?
It don't matter.
Google
if
it.
You guys have never been to Sheetz, Sheetz is when we talk about areas like soda pop and pop, Sheetz is basically like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Virginia, West Virginia, down to about North Carolina.
Yeah.
But it's like an all you can, like it's they have made to order food. It's actually one of the first in the country that did made to order food, and then Wawa followed, which Wawa is a close second, I in my opinion.
Never been to a Wawa.
Number three, once again, bringing up Andy Picaro, who I brought up in the soda episode, lover of Diet Dr. Pepper. QT, when we toured the Midwest, not the Midwest, sweet Jesus Lord, he showed me this bottle of Diet Dr. Pepper barbecue sauce. Is that a purchasable bottle?
Holy shit, it is.
Like, where I, what? We, huh?
Amazon.com.
Oh, my God. I'm going to
get two bottles
of
it right now. One for me, one for you.
Bro, I got the Amazon gift cards running hot in my pocket. I can't wait.
Currently unavailable.
Fuck the earth. Okay, anyway, sorry. This is a bonus episode. I'm allowed to yell that. Jeez,
oh,
man.
Oh, was I not allowed to curse on the main one? Because
no, no. I mean, you know.
I did.
I mean, you know, there's, you know, there might be some moms in some vans. You know, I always I you
like
know.
Moms in actual vans. Or are we talking like the sneakers? Because I know some pretty cool moms wearing some vans.
My wife wears vans. She's pretty rad. Yeah,
that, you know, that's the first time you've said my wife normally around me, and I'm so proud of you.
My wife.
Oh, there we go.
It's just it became a habit.
It's everybody's
Doug Benson
habit. Like
did
everybody,
it.
Everybody.
Doug Benson made it. Remember how like you say my wife, and you're like, okay, dork. But then Doug Benson made it absurd. I'm talking. It was like just me and Doug, and I'd be like, well, my wife, and he would go, my wife. Like
the
in
guys,
conversation,
the guys,
because it's just funny.
The guys on Comedy Bang Bang do it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like it's. It is 100% a part of the zeitgeist now. Like, it is just there.
What was I talking about?
We were talking about cooking with soda, but and then going to Sheetz. And then,
oh, yes. Yeah. I was talking about Andy Picaro. Quick Trip is my third favorite. So, Sheetz, good on you. Pennsylvania company. I think Altoona.
Oh, yeah. Sheetz is
Altoona.
Yeah,
I hear
Speedway's creeping in on them there though.
I see they're putting in effort. They're building a couple big ones with a made to order you know kitchen. But you know, dude. So what's cool is Sheetz, MTO made to order. That's their term. Sheetz came up with made to order, like for the gas station kitchen. Sheetz came up with that made to order.
Yeah,
MTOs. Yeah, and now everyone, like all these other places, are like, oh, we have made-to-order kitchen.
Since this is the Patreon episode, I will let it out of the bag that I was telling you earlier, I had to go get new tires and brakes put on my four-wheel drive vehicle, which costs a lot of money.
Right.
And I dropped it off in the morning, and then I had Suzanne take me back to Bruce Brothers Tires, who were very good to me, but happened to be right behind the Sheetz in Castle Shannon, Bethel Park area.
Yeah.
And she was dropping me off as we were, you know, she was like, what do you want to do for dinner? And I said, I don't know. It's been a long day. I don't really want to cook. Let me just stop and get something. And then she looked at me and she was like, you're just going to go eat at that Sheetz.
Hell yeah, bro.
On your way home. And I said, I can bring some Sheetz home. And she was like, do it.
You know.
So we got tacos.
Yeah, dude.
We got mott sticks.
Yeah, dude.
We got, like, we got all kinds
on
of.
The road,
like, I think I
it's
got
like,
a bratwurst.
On the road, it's like, a good spot, man.
Because you can just kind of go and stop. It's at least fresh made there. Like,
dude.
It's
and
not.
And also, dude, I get, when I try to eat right, you know, dude, I get grilled chicken wraps.
Yeah.
Like, it's great.
It's not good food, and it's in no way, shape, or form bad food.
No.
It's easy food.
Easy food.
And it is fine.
I mean,
and
we're talking about chemicals.
And,
you know?
in that moment, you're just like, hell yeah, Sheetz. I'm gonna get some food. And next time you go, that's gonna include Dr. Pepper barbecue dipping sauce.
Dude, I can't wait. Like this
cooking,
is
now you're cooking with soda.
Dude, I'm still going to try my own reduction. I think I got to. It would only mean that I'm a scientist. That's what I would. I mean, I could call myself a wing scientist.
Soda Emerald.
I'm going to make that my new Xbox screen tag.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.